Isaiah chapter 29. Woe to Ariel, Ariel, the city where David made his camp. Add 1 year to another. Let your cycle of festivals roll on. But then I will bring distress to Ariel, and there will be mourning and lamentation. Then she will become an altar hearth to me. I will encamp against you on all sides, and I will lay siege against you with towers. I will raise siege works against you. You will be brought so low that you will speak from the ground. You will murmur from the dust. Your voice will be like a ghost from a pit in the ground, and your speech will whisper from the dust. But your many foes will become like fine dust, and the ruthless hordes like blowing chaff. This will take place suddenly in an instant. You will be visited by the Lord of armies with thunder, earthquake, and a loud noise, with a strong wind and a storm, and with the flames of a devouring fire. The hordes of the nations that fight against Ariel, all who fight against her in her stronghold, all who besiege her, all of them will be like a dream, like a vision in the night. They will be like a hungry man who dreams and sees himself eating. But then he wakes up and his hunger is not satisfied. They will be like a thirsty man who dreams and sees himself drinking, but then he wakes up and sure enough, he is weak with thirst. That is how it will be with the hordes of nations that fight against Mount Zion. Be stunned, be amazed, blind yourselves and be blind. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not from beer. For the Lord has poured out a spirit of deep sleep over you. He has closed your eyes, the prophets. He has covered your heads, the seers. For you, this whole vision has become like the words of a sealed scroll. If you give it to someone who can read, and you say, "Read this, please," he will say, "I can't. It is sealed." And if you give it to someone who cannot read, and you say, "Read this, please," he will say, "I can't read." The Lord says, "These people approach me with their words, and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is nothing but commandments taught by men. So watch how I will continue to amaze these people with amazing, extraordinary things. The wisdom of the wise will perish, and the intelligence of the intelligent will be hidden. Woe to those who try to hide their plans from the Lord. Their deeds are done in darkness, and they think that no one sees them or knows what they are doing. You turn things upside down. Should the potter be treated like clay? Should the thing that was made say to its maker, 'You didn't make me'? Should the creation say to the creator, 'You know nothing'? Isn't it true that in a very short time, Lebanon will be turned into a fertile field, and the fertile field will seem like a forest? On that day, the deaf will hear the words from a book, and out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see. The humble will rejoice in the Lord once again, and the poor will delight in the Holy One of Israel. But the ruthless will come to nothing. Those who mock will be no more, and all those who plan evil will be cut off. All those who slander others with a word, all those who argue cases at the city gate, all those who use false testimony to deprive the innocent of justice. Therefore, this is what the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, says about the house of Jacob. Jacob will not be ashamed anymore. His face will not grow pale. But when his children see what I do among them, they will honor my name. They will honor the Holy One of Jacob. They will stand in awe of the God of Israel. Those who are confused will come to understand, and those who complain will gladly receive instruction. Chapter 30. Woe to this rebellious people, says the Lord. They take advice, but not from me. They establish an alliance, but not by my spirit. Then they sin more and more. Woe to those who go down to Egypt without consulting me. They seek Pharaoh's protection, and they take refuge in the shade of Egypt. So Pharaoh's protection will bring you shame. Taking refuge in the shade of Egypt will be your downfall. Even though Israel's officials are in Zoan, and their envoys have gone as far as Hanes, they will all be humiliated because of a people that is useless to them. They can neither help nor provide any benefit. They bring only shame and reproach. An oracle about the animals of the Negev. Through the land of trouble and distress, the land of the lioness and the lion, of the viper and the venomous flying serpent, Judah's envoys carry their wealth on the backs of donkeys and their treasures on camel's humps to a nation that cannot help them. For Egypt's help is useless and serves no purpose. That is why I have called her the dragon that just sits there. Go and write it on a tablet for them. Record it on a scroll so that in the future it may serve as a permanent witness. These are a rebellious people, lying children, children unwilling to hear the law of the Lord, who tell the seers, stop seeing, who tell the prophets, stop prophesying what is right. Tell us pleasant things, prophesy illusions. Leave the way, turn from the path. Stop getting in our face about the Holy One of Israel. This is what the Holy One of Israel says. Since you have rejected my word, and you trust in oppression and deceit, and you rely on them, your guilt will be like a crack in a wall, bulging out and about to collapse. It will suddenly fall without warning. It will crash like a broken clay pot, smash to pieces so violently that not one useful piece will be left, not even a piece good enough to pick up a coal from the hearth or to ladle water from a cistern. This is what the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, says. If you repent and wait quietly, you will be saved. Your strength will depend on quietness and trust. But you refused. You said, no, we will flee on horseback. Yes, indeed, you will flee. You said, we will ride away swiftly. Yes, indeed, you will be pursued swiftly. 1,000 will flee when just one threatens. When 5 threaten, you will flee, until you are like a single flag, fluttering on a mountaintop, like a lonely banner on a hill. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.